They start at 4. Okay. Hello, everyone.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Sorry.
Hi, I'm going to introduce Nadim.
Hello. Okay. Thank you very much. So I'm going to be talking about VerifPal, which is a new framework for the cryptographic, for the analysis of cryptographic protocols. So you guys use TLS, right? HTTPS, Signal, Kerberos, WireGuard, OpenVPN, IPsec, FIDO, MQTT. All of these protocols tend to have some encryption in them, and it's important to verify the security of these protocols because there could be bugs, like, you know, TLS 1.1 had bugs, and then TLS 1.2 had bugs, and then TLS 1.3 was the first version of TLS that was actually produced in collaboration with people who work in the formal analysis and verification of protocols in order to eliminate bugs during the design phase and not during the production phase. So formal verification is a technology that's existed for a while where you can use software tools in order to analyze protocols like TLS and Signal to determine whether they actually achieve the security guarantees that you expect them to achieve. And turns out that protocols can behave in unexpected ways, and that's why this has been a very interesting and productive field with many different types of tools. For verifying primitives and implementations, there's a different set of utilities, but today what I want to talk about is verifying protocols and not primitives or implementations. So when you want to verify a protocol, generally speaking, you do something called symbolic protocol verification. The main tools for this in the for the past 10, 20 years have been ProVerif and Tamarin. They've existed for a very long time. ProVerif has existed for almost 20 years in one form or another, and Tamarin has existed, I believe, for at least 10 years. And the way that you use these tools is that you basically write a model of Signal or a model of TLS. You know, like you describe what cryptographic operations happen, and for example, we can describe a model where a signal session exists where Alice sends a message to Bob and Bob responds and Alice responds again, or TLS 1.3 between a server and a bunch of clients and so on. And then we can ask the verifier questions based on the model. So for example, you know, in this model of TLS, are the clients authenticated to the server? Is the server authenticated to clients, or can an impersonation happen? Are the payloads confidential against an active attacker? And then the verifier will try to find contradictions. So this is great, right? It's been used to analyze, and papers have been published in the past 4 years at top-level security conferences on formally verifying and finding attacks in Signal, TLS, noise protocol frameworks, Scuttlebutt, Bluetooth, 5G, and these papers, you know, they're really well-received. Sometimes they win awards, and